Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show. And on your smart speaker, just ask it to play WILK News Radio. How's everybody doing today? It's on this Monday, October 20th, 2025. 309, 53 degrees. Got some rain coming down the past, since late yesterday, right? Since early evening, late yesterday, depending on where you've been, but it was coming down pretty good. So hopefully everybody had a good weekend. If it was your choice to go to a rally and protest, well, I hope you were safe and had a good time. If you decided to do some other things, hope you enjoyed yourself as well. Today is the last day to register to vote in our November 4th general election. So if you have not registered to vote, you better get on it because it's pretty quick. I asked some questions so I ended up getting 65 answers. So I appreciate everyone that's chimed into that. But I asked a question: if you thought the No Kings rally were comical and a waste of time and energy. And I'm talking to my conservative friends, my Republican friends, my independent friends who just wanted no part of it. But if you thought it was comical and a waste of time and energy, why would you take the time to waste your day to go counter-protest it anywhere it was? I just don't understand that. I mean, if you thought it was not worth their time, why would it be worth your time to go counter protest these things? And listen, there were disgusting acts on both sides. There's video and arrests and posts everywhere to just show that. But, people use these situations to lose their mind, apparently. From the arrest in Wilkes-Barre for brandishing a gun to a teacher in Chicago mimicking the shooting of Charlie Kirk in the neck. There was just disgusting displays anywhere, signs at places saying Charlie Kirk deserved it, changed my mind. And then conservatives or Republicans that went to these things just to argue. And why? Who cares? If that's their stance, that they think that they need to go out and protest, and a lot of politicians took political advantage of it. We've seen that here in our area. Mostly, the ones I've seen were in the Scranton area. So what? Why waste your time or energy dealing with it if you didn't believe what they were going there for? And I just don't get it because you're asking for a situation. And was it something that you truly needed to counter protest? Again, you want to get involved with something. Listen, I was looking back. Under the Biden and Trump administration, Trump won the Biden administration and the first year of Trump's administration here. I can't think of a way. Yes, were there higher prices because of inflation? Yes. Did the pandemic cause a lot of issues? Absolutely. But I can look back and say I don't really think that either any of President Biden's policies or decisions or executive orders or what he did and whatever Donald Trump has done in this year or the prior term did not cost me 33.3% tax increase. You know who did that? Right here. Right here in our backyard. Lackawanna County did that. Poor government did that. A Democrat majority that abused their positions and didn't care about the taxpayers did that. We truly need to focus on our local, in our backyard elections, from township supervisors to community boards to school directors to county government to mayors. I mean, there is so much more that affects your day-to-day life than what they're trying to make an issue here. And listen, regardless of what your stance is, this shutting down of the government, this closing things down, SNAP benefits are being frozen today for millions of people here in Pennsylvania alone and across the nation because of this government shutdown. But if you think the answer to the government shutdown is to demand $1.5 trillion in your agenda, well, that's not the way this works. The government is shut down right now because Democrats are playing chicken in the road. The House passed a clean continuing resolution, something that's been done a dozen times before by both parties. No additions to it, no extra spending, no pork, no pet projects. Just we are going to continue to funding the government the right we do now. And let's discuss these things. And listen, some things are valid to discuss. As far as extending the enhanced premium tax credits under ARPA and the Inflation Reduction Act for the Affordable Care Act, that needs to be discussed. But no, I do not believe, and I don't think most of us believe, that there should be no income cap to that. I don't think small businesses and people making over $100,000 should be benefiting from taxpayer surplus of funds to fund their health care, support to fund their health care. So if we want to discuss that, because right now under the 2010 Affordable Care Act, that level, that maximum threshold is just over $60,000. So does that need to be risen? Let's have that discussion. But because they want to add in a whole bunch of other stuff at the cost of one, and it's not just that. If you look at the bill, that's an additional $1.5 trillion. That's the continuing resolution that the Democrats put forward. There's a whole lot of stuff in there. And they're going to hold the government hostage because of that. That's not the way this works. And then they want to have these rallies. Oh, no kings. Okay. Have your rally. Voice your opinion. Outside of a few ridiculous incidents that made both sides look bad, for the most part, they were peaceful. And for my conservative and Republican friends, why waste your time? Why waste your day? Listen, I spent Saturday with a great group of friends around a fire, barbecuing, having a few drinks, just having a great time. Look, watching the sunset over a field of Black Angus cows, it was just, I could care less. And if it was people's opinion that they wanted to go out and stand at Courthouse Square or anywhere else around the country and hold a sign in protest because they don't like the way things are now, so have at it. Why would anyone else who disagrees with that want to waste their time? And I just don't see it. It wasn't worth my time or my effort. You know, did I post about it? Sure, because it's news. Did I say things on social media? Of course. But to take my day and say, well, I'm going to go down there, potentially put myself in a situation where there's going to be a confrontation or conflict, or waste my energy? Absolutely not. Absolutely not indeed. So it's crazy where we've gone to. And I think a big part of it is the frustration on Democrats from moderate normal, run-of-the-mill JFK Democrats across down to the progressive whack jobs to socialist communists who are running for mayor in New York and that whole bunch. Because it is the spectrum. I think there's a severe frustration there. I mean, if you just look at the whole premise of a No Kings, I mean, you just ran an election with someone who was coronated without a single primary vote. You pushed your presidential candidate who was elected out of the way, coronated someone and said, okay, this is our candidate now. And you lost. You lost that gamble. And you lost bad because you ran a bad candidate. You ran a candidate that your own party in previous primary said they didn't like. And since then, instead of looking for who's your leadership next, who do we follow, who's going to have a plan, what are we going to stand for, all you're doing is pointing at the other side and calling names. If that's your platform, please continue, because it's not going to help you in 2026. It's not going to help you in 2028. But as far as your right to do that, I applaud it. Have at it. Go out there. Wear your frog costumes, wear your Halloween get-ups at this political rally, and point fingers at the other side and say they're ridiculous, because that's the best you got. That's a winning HOV lane for us. But again, for my conservative Republican friend, if who cares? There is no reason for you to go and change your day simply because the other side is going to protest something. Let them. Ignore them. Go about your day. Live your life. Spend time with your friends and family. Go to work. Do stuff around the house. Do whatever you normally would have done. And I'm not calling people out who did that, but there's just no reason for you to waste that time or energy. And I would say that for both sides. Just like you have the groups who went out and wanted to protest, Trump rallies leading up to the election. Why would you waste your time and energy, which could be spent other way? It's not going to help at the ballot box. So I found it an interesting weekend. And again, people on both sides did dumb things. And they deserve any consequences they get for their actions. It appears that the school that Chicago teacher who was mimicking someone being shot in the neck several times already came out and said that she was on her own time off school grounds. It wasn't reflective of our school, but this has been handled internally and nothing's going to happen. So that's that. And if anyone thought that the Chicago Teachers Union would do anything but, or the teachers' school would do anything but, you're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself. The AFT was a major sponsor behind this No King rally across the nation. You're a perfect example for homeschooling, cyber schooling, or other choices in schooling. That's where school choice becomes that much more important. And again, if you're a teacher, if you're the ATF and you're out there supporting this and doing these things, keep doing what you're doing. You just saved school choice millions of dollars in running ads for school choice because you just put it front and center. Because of actions like that one teacher. It's not reflective of all. I saw plenty of teachers on the news and in posts and stuff in Scranton that spoke very eloquently. They just disagree with what things going on there. But I ask you, who's the leadership that's going to move you forward? If you're only good at being the opposition, well, then you'll only be the opposition. So, again, I think it was a waste of effort, time, and emotion on anyone who was countering these No Kings protests. Have at it. Have as many as you want. Have it every weekend. Because you know why? While you're doing that, the stores are left less empty for me. Traffic will be less around outside of where these events are, which I'm sure gets congested a little bit. Restaurants will be less crowded. And anything else I choose to do or anyone chooses to do during that time. So I'm glad that it was safe for the majority of them. I'm glad there were no real big incidents for the majority of them. And, here's Monday and nothing changed, right? We still have the same president. We still pay the same taxes here in Lackawanna County or in our cities or whatever county you're here. If you're in Wilkes-Barre, you're still looking at a doubling of one of your fees there. So Again, I would really love to see local people here really pay attention to what's affecting their day-to-day life more. And again, nothing Joe Biden did with his administration, nothing Donald Trump in the past year has done to you could even compare to the 33% tax increase you got from Lackawanna County if you're in Lackawanna County, or what townships are doing as far as data centers, or what school districts are doing as far as their school raises, and our state here, who, again, what are we on, 4 months now without a budget? But yeah, let's point at Washington and say, and make up terms and say we're cool. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. I was just looking through one of the Times Tribune's articles on the No Kings rally this past weekend, and they interviewed a lot of people at the rallies, both for or against the rallies, and good for them. And I'm not going to give all the information here because I'm not here to embarrass anyone, but they interviewed someone named Debbie, who traveled from Luzerne County and came to the rally in Scranton because of a concern of how the current administration is negatively affecting her family. Now, she said her husband has heart problems and her daughter has severe autism. Well, okay, I have heart problems and my daughter has type 1 diabetes, which is a lifelong chronic illness as well. I don't see anyone. She's afraid that they're going to take the health care away. Well, how? You have to be a little more specific than that. And the woman also said she has two transgender sons, and she worries about them, whether the government will interfere with their lives. We need to let LGBTQ community live their lives, not criminalize that community. Not a single thing has been changed for her two transgender sons or the LGBTQ community, other than letting them invade women's spaces like locker rooms, changing rooms, or play sports against girls and women. Those are the only two lines that have been drawn. So unless your two transgender sons want to compete against the opposite sex in a sport, which I'm sorry is wrong, or walk into a locker, changing room, or bathroom in the sex other than their biological sex, no one has done anything to change their lives. No one has done, and nothing, not a single protection has changed. So here we are talking about taking the health care away from her husband with heart problems, a daughter with severe autism, and two transgender sons that she's worried about criminalizing their lifestyle. No one's criminalizing anything. It just goes to show the misinformation that's out there, the fear. And listen, this woman might really believe these things because she is hearing them. She's hearing them from politicians. She's hearing them from people on the media. She's hearing it time and time again. Most of the times, it's just truly not true. No one's criminalized the LGBTQ community. No one's even criminalized transgenders in the opposite sex sports or changing rooms or anything like that. All they said is, you can't do it. No, that's not criminalizing it. It's common sense. So just reading through one of the stories, it's interesting, at the rally, the Times Tribune found someone with a husband with heart problems and a daughter with autism and two transgender sons. And hopefully they get the proper information. Hopefully it's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's misinformation. And again, they're causing fear. The misinformation out there is causing fear in our most vulnerable population. But you know who's really feeling it because of a nonsense government shutdown, because the Democrats won't take the vote that they've taken a dozen times before with a clean continuing resolution? Anyone on SNAP, starting today, it's going to really affect them. It's going to truly hurt our most vulnerable because they want $1.5 trillion in extra spending and all sorts of nonsense. And mind you, this enhanced premium tax credits is a small portion of that. And both sides, when we had Congressman Rob Bresnahan here the other day, he said he's got a bipartisan bill to discuss the enhanced premium tax credits. Now, what exactly that is? Do we increase that threshold of $60,000 to $80,000 or $100,000 or put other requirements in there? I'm fine and open to that, if that's what both sides agree to. But $1.5 trillion in extra spending, simply because we want our way, is not how this works. And that's why you have a government shutdown right now. The government could be open today. And they could be having negotiations on the enhanced premium tax credits. But if you look at the other nonsense that's in that $1.5 trillion Democrat bill, you'd lose your mind. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Look at it. And my Democrat friends and progressive friends and even socialist friends who are listening right now, look at that $1.5 trillion bill and what it entails. And tell me you're all for that. It's 3:32 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 3:37, 53 degrees on this Monday, October 20th, 2025. Well, the Kirby Center, they're saying, is killing it with sold-out shows and becoming more popular with promoters, which is a good thing. The venue boasts downtown Wilkes-Barre Economic with 80,000 visitors last year. Yep, the FM Kirby Center attracted nearly 80,000 people downtown for concerts and other events last year, generating more than $14 million in local economic impact. And with many sold-out shows, is catching the attention of big promoters and agents. Executive director of the Kirby Center announced that those are the other findings from a recent study at a quarterly meeting in the Downtown Wilkes-Barre Business Association in the lobby of the city's largest, most popular entertainment venue on Friday. He noted that the tickets for an October 29th concert with legendary rock band Chicago at the Kirby Center is sold out, and expects the same for two shows by comedian Jerry Seinfeld in January, if past sales are any indication. This is great for downtown Scranton. I've been at a few events there. I was just at one a few weeks ago at the Kirby Center to see Josh Gates, and it was pretty well attended. Josh Gates is he does Expedition X on the Discovery Channel. He did Expedition Bigfoot, Expedition. He's got a whole bunch of shows on there. Big fan. My wife likes that sort of thing. So we went and saw Josh Gates at the Kirby Center, and it was, like I said, pretty well attended just for that. And that's pretty a unique niche. There were a lot of people there. A lot of people came up and said hello. But it's great for our area. Just like we have the Masonic Temple here, we have some great venues in our area, from our Rail Riders, PNC Field, to Montage Mountain, to the Arena, to the Kirby Center, to, you know, the Masonic Temple in Scranton. We truly have some great venues for this type of event, and it's good. And you can see how much it brings to the area. Operations supported 199 jobs while creating $2.1 million in labor income, while annual spending on operations supported a $5 million contribution to the regional gross domestic product and generated $1.3 million in tax revenue, this study found. And these are outstanding numbers, and these are the things you need to grow on. These are the things we need to do in our area to produce rather than putting the burden on the taxpayers, putting the burden on everyone else that lives in these areas. So it's great to hear this news. Those are metrics that, again, they could promote to concert organizers, agents, promoters, and say, hey, look at how awesome it is to do a show here. And with its location, you know, halfway between New York and Philadelphia and some other venues, it's an attractive place to go for everyone from comedians to bands to stand up. I said comedians already, to bands, to someone like a Josh Gates, who has a TV show, who, you know, does his special on what he does on these expeditions, his travels around the world. I found that extremely interesting. There were a lot of teachers there who I guess show those shows during their school because they were talking. He had a question and answer at the end of it, and they said that they watch it in their classroom, some of his expeditions that are pretty interesting if you've never seen it. So great news economically for our area. Keep it up. And good to hear from one of our venues. These venues are not a dime a dozen. I mean, Radio City Music Hall is a big one in New York. The Scranton Masonic Temple. You have the Kirby Center. They are icons and one-of-a-kind places and real fun to go to an event there. So it's glad to hear indeed. Let me tell you about the Good Feet store located right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 across from the Olive Garden. It's easier than ever to make you feel your best. I was just looking at some memories on social media. 2 years now I've had my Good Feet art supports. You could say goodbye to foot pain and hello to personalized comfort with Good Feet art supports. There's no waiting. The art supports are immediately available so you can experience the difference today with a free test walk. Listen, you go in, they take an imprint of your foot. They ask you what kind of issues you've had, and they have you walk back and forth to watch your gait and watch how you plant your foot. Then they take another imprint of your foot, and then they figure out what Good Feet Art Supports would work best for you. And they have different types where there's trainer ones to make your arch conform that you wear for a couple hours a day, and then they have the comfort ones which you wear all day. And they were just phenomenal for me. I haven't had a problem in the 2 years that I've worn them. And the best part, they are proudly made here in the USA. So do what I did. Walk into 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Scranton. You can call them at 570-534-0980 or check them out online at goodfeet.com because you're not going anywhere without Good Feet. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. I'm sorry if I was confusing there about the Kirby Center and the Masonic Temple. I was comparing the two. I know one's in downtown Wilkes-Barre, the other one's in Scranton, but maybe I mixed it up a little bit there because I got two texts saying that the Kirby Center was in Wilkes-Barre. Yeah, I was comparing the Masonic Temple in Scranton and the Kirby Center in Wilkes-Barre. Somebody said there's very poor parking for Kirby Center shows. There's a bunch of garages, though, so I've never had a problem. So, and actually, even when I'm not in the garage, I think the most I had to park was two blocks away. So for a sold-out show, I'm sure. Plus, the times I were there was a festival in the square that was right there, or the circle, or whatever they call it, right in front of the Kirby Center. So there were a lot of people there. And never had an issue with parking. So I take your word for it. I know how there could be. So this Louvre theft, this brazen theft, the crew of chainsaw-wielding thieves who brazenly robbed the Louvre, stole priceless jewels in the highest profile museum theft in living memory, may have been hired, officials are saying now. A Paris prosecutor said authorities are investigating whether the heist was commissioned by a high profile collector. This is something right out of Ocean's 13, I think was that one. We're looking at the hypothesis of organized crime, they told local TV, adding that it could be professionals working on spec for a buyer. If a collector was behind Sunday's daring raid, there is at least a good chance that the stolen pieces would still be in good state once they are tracked down and retrieved. Now, it's not like you can move things like this. So is this just some private collector who has the money to hire this type of team? steals them and keeps them in a back room somewhere where he just shows close friends to brag about. And then, or are they looking to part the jewels out and try to sell them, you know, as individual jewels rather than a whole jewelry piece? It's things like this you just don't hawk on the market. So it's interesting that that's the case. And looking at the jewels, they are unique, right? The jewels could also be used to launder profits from other criminal enterprises, they're saying. Nowadays, anything could be linked to drug trafficking, given the significant sums of money obtained from drug trafficking. One of the big things drug traffickers do is they launder their money through casinos, both winnings and losses, because if they get stopped and they have tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars, they say, hey, we were just at the casino. Here's my receipts. So that's a method known for drug traffickers as well. Investigators are keeping all leads open, but the foreign interference have been largely ruled out in the case, as per local authorities. France's interior minister said the probe has been entrusted to a specialized police unit that has been highly successful in cracking high-profile robberies. They specialize in stuff just like this. I know the unit they're talking about, and because we have so many high-profile museums in New York, they deal with them often, especially if anything hits the market. There's a lot of communication back and forth because we had specialized people, not to this extent, but that dealt in high-profile stuff, because this isn't stuff you give to, you know, your normal precinct or even major case detectives. It's interesting because I also had friends that were at the Louvre the day before and took pictures, and they posted, hey, thankfully we weren't there the day of the the robbery, because we wanted nothing to do with that, because it was brazen. The masked thieves, disguised as construction workers, robbed the museum Sunday morning in front of visitors and workers. They used a basket lift to get into the second floor window, used a mini gas powered chainsaw to break in, threatened security guard in the process. It's amazing this didn't go bad really quick, but thankfully no one was injured. The footage from inside the Louvre shows the criminals in green reflective vests calmly cutting through the glass case surrounding one of the targeted items as visitors watched. The museum was open. Two of the robbers were seen nonchalantly smashing display cases containing French crown jewels worth an incalculable amount of money, officials said. Time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 3:54, 53 degrees here on this Monday, October 20th, 2024. Looking some text messages coming in. Just checking some text messages. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. So Kushner and Wyckoff are headed back to the Middle East to help salvage what is right now on the cusp of failing peace deal in the Middle East with Hamas and Israel. Hamas opened fire, killing two IDF soldiers. The IDF responded, killing 40 Hamas terrorists, as per the Hamas Health Ministry, which again is a terrorist organization, so what to believe. But they did suspend all aid coming in. Now, since then, today, two alleged bodies of hostages have been returned to the IDF's possession, which are now being tested for their validity to see if they are truly, in fact, Israeli hostages. Two American hostage bodies have still not been returned. I believe 14 was the last count of bodies that have not been returned under this agreement. Because those two bodies were returned to Israel, they have again opened up pathways of aid to enter into Gaza. Now, Hamas is refusing to give up its arms. They are executing their own people who they believed to either be a threat to them or worked in coordination with the IDF in their streets. So it's very challenging because President Trump was asked, you know, what do you do here? And he says, well, if we need to go in by force and take the weapons, we will. Not meaning us, I would assume. I would assume that would mean Israel or maybe a coalition, unknown. But one of the things that Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff talked about, and it was successful to an extent in the Middle East and other places like Africa, Mogadishu, Yemen, and some other places, buyback programs to where the international community will offer money for two Hamas terrorists to turn in their weapons. And this is not uncommon. You know, it sounds, you hear gun buyback program for Hamas terrorists and you kind of roll your eyes a little bit, but the whole reason we were in Benghazi was we were buying weapons back from the local terrorists. We were paying the highest dollar to get them off the street and off the market, and in turn finding out where they were going or coming from. And then we could target those areas with strikes. So the same thing there. We do this in Africa. We do this in a lot of places to where if you knew to the full extent, if the American public knew to the full extent the millions of dollars that were spent in payoffs, turn in your weapons, fight with us, you know, be on our side and such, you'd be amazed. So a gun buyback program for Hamas terrorists sounds on its face value as ludicrous, but it's truly not for that type of area. Now, it's not as simple as a gun buyback program. And when they were interviewed on 60 Minutes the other day, it was kind of made to sound, it's just like a gun buyback program, a weapons buyback program. But to convince the terror group to surrender guns and other means of destruction, that's a method to gain their allegiance. I mean, when you're dealing with terrorists, money's not their main concern. They want to be martyrs. They want to die for their cause. That's what terrorists do. But if they feel they're at their end as far as a terrorist organization, you could have factions of these terrorists say, well, you know, if I could be taken care of and my family could be taken care of, yeah, you know, here's my weapons for what would be, in their terms, $1 million. And I'm not saying $1 million U.S. cash because it would probably be like $10,000 there and would be extremely wealthy to them. But that's where it's at here. Now, they both said during the 60 Minutes interview that it's too early to tell if there's potential for democracy in Gaza, and that their only real order of priority is to make it functional during a reconstruction period. Can they disarm? Can they make it safe? Can they start rebuilding for the people of Gaza? Do the people of Gaza see this progress and say, hey, this is a better avenue for us than what we've been living under? It's got to be. Now, they're saying this border peace will be transparent in order to inspire trust between all parties. So there's an extremely fragile, and by fragile, I mean walking on eggshells, line here. Like I said, just the past couple of days, you've had Hamas terrorists kill IDF soldiers. You've had IDF soldiers have airstrikes back at them. You've had all aid stop. Then, thankfully, better heads prevailed, and two bodies were returned, which again opened up that avenue. But it just goes to show how difficult it is in this situation. But at least they're trying. It's 4 o'clock here at WILK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.